Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having Charles Whelan back on the show. Charles is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. 20 years he's been hanging out with us. He's the author of a bunch of books, including The Rationing. It's a novel. Also, Naked Economics. Also, Naked Money. You're starting to get the picture here. He's the Revealing Chicago. I'll have to ask him about that one. He is professor at Dartmouth College. And we knew him when he was at the University of Chicago, and now he's there. He's our good friend, Charles. Welcome back.
Good to be back with you, Jim.
So have you got tenure yet?
Well, I don't do tenure. I write other kinds of books. All the books that you described are not, they don't count towards tenure.
Oh,
I don't
okay.
do research. I'm a senior appointee, but what I do when I'm not teaching is write books that regular people can understand.
Right, and you sure do that. Of course, that's why we keep having you back, not because you're so handsome. So, Charles...
right, that's why I do radio.
And there you go. That's right, like me. They kicked me off television. So, hey, Charles, yeah. I want to continue your thoughts on... I'm going to continue to talk about this Middle East thing because I think it's important. What happens in the Middle East is important to the world and therefore important to America's small businesses. You've lived in the Middle East. I've traveled up and down the Arabian Gulf from Sharjah to Kuwait and all the stops in between. What do you, we've just had an agreement with the Emirates and Israel, with Bahrain and Israel. Qatar is on the way. Honduras just moved their embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. I believe within 3-5 years max, if everything goes well, Saudi Arabia will cut a similar deal. What do you think about all that?
I think it's a changing landscape. If there weren't so much else going on in the world, we'd probably be paying more attention to it. I think it's great that you're actually talking about it now. The defining boundary right now is less about Israel versus the Arab countries, as it has been for most of my life. And it's much more Iran versus the Sunni Muslim countries, which has driven a lot of these agreements, Iran being a common enemy of Israel and also Saudi and the Emirates and those countries.
Right.
So I think that's the direction that this is going to go. The Palestinians, of course, have been left on the sidelines because they always maintained that no deal with Israel would happen until they got something approximating a state. That's
right.
Not the case right now. So I think the real question will be what happens with Iran. I think the other big question is what happens internally with Saudi Arabia. What does that regime look like?
Mm-hmm.
Can it find a way to survive in a post-oil world or in a less oil world?
Isn't Saudi Arabia a demographic powder keg without oil to prop up their economy and their citizenry?
Yes, it's been a demographic powder keg for a while. You may or may not remember back not long after 2000, there was something called the Arab Human Development Report, which was done by a handful of Arab scholars looking at the economies of the Arab world. It was the 22 countries of the Arab League. And it pointed out that growth was extremely slow, even with oil, that the population was extremely young, and that there was very little job creation outside of the oil industry. And, of course,
right.
as you know, anywhere in the world where you've got a lot of young people without employment prospects, they become deeply unsettled.
And,
some
and
of
not only young, but not,
the
not that literate. They're not as literate a population as they should, as they really should be, if I'm not mistaken.
No, you're correct. So in terms of female literacy, it's low relative to the rest of the world. It's probably got to be one of the worst places in the world if you look at relative income compared to literacy rates.
Mm-hmm.
There are other places that have low literacy rates, but they're very poor. The other thing is that the quality of the literacy is not great either. A lot of the
mm-hmm.
education tends to be fairly rote
yeah.
and not terribly adaptable
and
to
probably,
modern thinking.
Probably very religious. Very religious and ideological and doctrinaire. The so wrapping up in just about 30 seconds or so, I believe Charles Frederick Bastiat's wisdom: when goods cross borders, armies don't. Are we heading in that direction over there?
It could be, because oil is what tied us to that region, and it's kind of forced our hand on a lot of issues. Liberated from that, we're going to approach the area differently, and of course, they're going to have much more serious economic concerns.
Mm-hmm. Well, and also, Israel is an amazing high-tech country. They could help those countries join the regular marketplace. And as we all know...
Yeah, last time I was there, I remember driving by the headquarters of Waze. I'm not sure people realize that's an Israeli company, as are many others on the high-tech landscape.
Yep. Data is the new oil. White fiber is the future, not blacktop pavement. We'll take a quick break. Come right back with Charles Whelan. He's a senior lecturer and policy fellow at Rockefeller Center at Dartmouth College, author of The Rationing, a novel. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.